Are you taking the P?
I beg your pardon?
Are you taking the P?
Taking the P? What do you mean, taking the P?
Well, I've just seen the running order, and you want to talk about swearing, and you've asked people to bring mention their favourite swear words.
That's right, yeah.
So that's just basically a load of editing for me.
No, it's a serious story. Research has been done and found that swearing is good for pain relief. I imagine they're trying to hide it, the drug companies, because if, you know, a good old fuck every now and then is probably going to be less expensive than a packet of paracetamol.
Should we just start the show then?
Yeah, okay. Haven't we not got a really exciting and good introduction to the programme?
I can't be bothered now. I mean, I'm just...
Oh, for goodness sake. All right, well, listen. Anybody who wants to do the introduction, all you have to do is call Whaley's call box at 0117 230 1771. Check out the website, jameswellradio.co.uk. All the details are there. It's my own personal answer phone machine. Just record it, and then you can do something like, I don't know, what can you do? Ladies and gentlemen, from a place far, far away, yet another load of old b***s from Mr. James Top Features Whale.
You are taking the pee now, aren't you?
Right, well, there we are. Welcome to the program. Now, here we are sitting, waiting for World War III and total annihilation to happen. I don't think it will happen, but you never know. You never know. I had calls on my talk radio show the other day. Yes, I'm back on talk radio Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10. I've told you before. Yep, we're back there a little earlier than it used to be years ago, but... Hey, listen, you can just play it again. Play it again, Sam. Talking about this very same thing. And then Ken the Christian rang in and said, it's all in the Bible, James. I don't know why you're fighting it. I mean, I'm not fighting it. I'm just reporting it that we might ever, you know, but apparently it's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible, it must be true. Ha, ha, ha. But there we are. So don't worry about it. If it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But we've all got to look forward to the end anyway, haven't we?
Everyone has to look forward to the end, yes.
Everyone has to look forward to the end. So don't worry about it. But having said that, I think Kim Jong-un is becoming to look more ridiculous by the day. Little fat. Chubby chap with a stupid flipping hairstyle who struts around like some sort of pompous pillock. Quite frankly, I am not looking for war. I was against what we did in the Middle East, but this guy needs a good flipping slap across the face, doesn't he?
It looks like someone has already done that to him, though.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, Robert. Very good point indeed, it does. But he can't go on like this. If he carries on like this... Nothing ever good comes from a nation that goose steps.
It was all right in Fawlty Towers.
No, it wasn't. Fawlty Towers was the biggest load of old shit I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, you don't like Fawlty Towers, do you?
It annoys me. It's slapstick. It's like Laurel and Flippin' Hardy. That annoys me as well.
Did you like Bottom?
Who?
Bottom.
Who's Bottom?
Rick Mail, Aid Edmondson.
No, I didn't like that either.
Oh.
I didn't like Bottom. I like what he did as the Conservative Member of Parliament. I forgot what that was called. And the young ones, I like that.
The New Statement, Alan Bastard.
Alan Bastard, yes, Alan Bastard. I sat next to Rick Mail as well once in Yorkshire Television. Yorkshire Television did that, The New Statesman.
I have the video. It's up on the website.
All right. Of me talking to him?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I should check it out more often, shouldn't I?
You should check your own website out more often, yeah.
Yeah. I should, yeah, I should. Well, I tended to know. You didn't tell me you put that up.
It was on your show. You were in the have a makeup put on. He was sat next to you.
I just said that, didn't I? I said, my memory is I sat next to Rick Mayall in makeup. I'd forgotten we filmed it.
Did you say the word makeup? I know you said sat there. I don't think you said makeup.
I think I said makeup, but I know I did. If I didn't, I was thinking it. I should have done. But we were sitting at Yorkshire Television off Burley Road, where we made the James Whale show. And Rick Mayall was making the New Statesman. And I thought, well, that'd be good. He's in makeup. And we'll pop in and do a little interview for the programme, which is what we did. And he didn't mind at all. He was great. Very, very nice. Unlike... oh, God, what's his name? Open All Hours. Forgotten his name now. That's how much I care.
Ronnie Barker.
No, he's great. Was great. Like Rick Mayall. No, the one who's still going.
David Jason.
David Jason, yes. He's a pompous so-and-so. He was in the canteen because, you know, they used to make the Darling Buds of May at Yorkshire Television as well. And he was in the canteen once. And I was in the canteen in the food line behind him. And I thought, oh, it's David Jason. So I said, hello. And we got talking and chatting. I said, look, I'm recording my show later. Would you do a little interview for the show? Oh, yes, delighted, James. Yeah, of course, yes. Just get the guys to get in touch. And I got back on set and the producer, what have you done to upset David Jason? I said, I haven't upset anything. Well, you know, his people have come and said, if you want to do an interview, it's got to go through the proper channels. You can't just approach people and ask them. My reply was something along the lines of bollocks and f*** off.
Thank you very much for that, David Jason. I now have to do another edit.
Yep, good. Right, so anyway, welcome to the programme. Just to make sure everybody, we're all on the same page, North Korea have got to stop pissing around. Okay. By the way, a lot of swearing in the programme today because I'm going to talk a little later about how swearing is good for you. And I've asked people on Facebook to tell me their favourite swear words, which we will look at a little later on. Not sure how this is going to go down with a lot of radio stations who actually play this show out.
Yeah.
But I imagine there'll be a lot of beeps. If you're listening, now this is the thing. If you're listening, can we have the unbeeped version online somewhere for those who are not easily offended, as well as the beeped version?
Yes. Actually, yes. That's a really good idea. Yes, I will put it in a hidden folder on the website and I'll tell you the location during the show.
Yeah, but only go there if you are not offended. If you're offended, then you'd be f***ing stupid to go there, wouldn't you?
Stop it!
Right, okay, let's talk about North Korea before we go any further. A lot of people worried about it, and I did ask on Facebook. Oh, by the way, did I remind you about my radio show on Talk Radio?
You did, yes.
Have you heard the new trail for that?
I've heard the one about you having a cue ball head.
Yeah, that's just rude. Well, anyway, there's this whole thing which is based on a mock church service because it's on a Sunday. The last line is the vicar in this thing goes, "Oh, is that Fanny Green sitting in the front row?" And I say, "No, it's just the way the light's coming through the stained glass window."
What?
It's funny, isn't it?
No, it's not funny at all.
Oh, I thought it was funny. So, North Korea, guys, what do we do?
A good holiday destination, apparently. Very hot.
North Korea? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Loads of you took part in this. We don't have time to do them all. Here's just a flavour of some of the suggestions as to what we should do with North Korea. Neil Evans, assassination whilst you're there. Do a 2-for-1 with Trump. right. Ian Polmier, remove any international aid and move in to remove all those running the country. Then let South Korea take control. Well, yeah, the problem with North Korea is most of the people are starving. The army, although has masses of military, has very little in the way of fighting people, as far as I understand it. And it's the people who will get hurt in conflict. I imagine the fat so-and-so will just go into hiding. And also, I don't understand, why don't the Americans, who've got fabulous weaponry, better than anyone else in the world, apparently, why don't they just shoot the bloody missiles down when the North Koreans fire them? Why don't they just shoot them down? Presumably, they could do that. Stephen Corum says, very harsh sanctions. I don't think the actual North Korean people know the power of the USA. The Koreans may have a massive land army, but are they really up to the job of fighting a war? Which is what I said, and I think you're absolutely right, Stephen. The problem is that we don't give them anything anyway. The sanctions really don't affect anyone except the people who are starving. And you have to stop Iran and China actually trading with them, and they won't. So I don't know what you do there. Evan Morgan says he's friends with Ron Thomas, by the way.
That's nice.
I beg your pardon?
Well, that's because it's on Facebook. That's very nice. He's friends. He's got friends.
Yeah. Well, why does he mention it when I'm talking to him?
That's to Facebook mention it. I don't think he intentionally said, oh, by the way, I'm friends with Ron Thomas.
Well, I'm just looking at this printout, and who's Ron Thomas? I need to know who Ron Thomas is. I can't go on like this.
Well, I'm assuming Ron Thomas is a friend of yours, and Evan Morgans has seen the statement on your Facebook page and decided to make a comment.
These are my Welsh friends, then, obviously.
Of which you have many.
I do. Yakida. Yakida. As a Welshman myself.
Yes.
Did you want me to talk about the Welsh language?
No. Can we read Evan Morgan's comment, please?
All right, okay. I would ridicule him to such a degree that his own people would depose him out of pride. Effectively, this is what is happening to Trump. Yeah, but it's taking a long time. Josh Geddes says, no idea. I'd like to visit one day. I got married in North Korea. In a North Korean-owned restaurant. The witnesses were North Korean and put on an amazing performance. Is a North Korean restaurant any different to a Korean restaurant?
No idea.
No, I don't know. Perhaps someone will tell me. If you just joined us, hello. We're talking about North Korea and whether it's the end of time or not. Patrick O'Brien says it's up to Japan at the moment, I suppose. See what comes out of the emergency meetings. Stricter sanctions should be implemented immediately, though. See, I'm not sure what sanctions we impose on North Korea. I don't think we trade with them at all. I don't think we do anything with them. I don't know how you get other countries who consider they will to bring out sanctions. And if the silly little fat man sends another missile into the air, how many more times are we going to tell him to stop? Because he's just going to carry on doing it until something happens because he's an idiot. He doesn't give a shit. Oops, another edit for you. He doesn't give a shit. Oh, sorry. He doesn't care a fuck about his people at all. So he's not interested. John Mabb says, accept their offer to cease their nuclear program in exchange for the cessation of US military exercises off the Korean Peninsula. For some reason, Trump seems unwilling to listen. John, I don't think they've made that offer, but if they have, it's a very good point, but I haven't heard that offer. Patrick Russell says, get all the neighbors and allies to sign a declaration that if China does not impose stricter sanctions, war will be declared. You see, should we really be frightened of China? Because they shout a lot, but are they really in a position to do anything against America?
All their stuff falls apart, doesn't it? Anything made in China just falls apart. So
yeah, they copy lots of stuff, but don't really know how to do it properly, don't they?
Yeah, so the weapons must be terrible.
Yeah. So why don't we just tell the Chinese to shut the fuck up? What?
Oh, no. It's all right. Carry on. You just carry on. You just say
Arcus
what you like.
Said, restart the Star Wars program. You put that in, didn't you? Loads more. Let's do one more. Ian Radford said, just more fear porn by world governments to keep us all afraid. And therefore, in line, like the good little slaves we are, their hoax terrorist attacks aren't having much of an impact anymore. Never see any politicians or prominent figures attacked. The elite are terrified of losing their control over us. I wouldn't lose any sleep. Nuclear weapons are a lie. They don't exist. Do some research. Just another monumental lie. Do you know, I'd love to interview you, Ian. I would love to interview you, maybe some point, and get on the phone or even text, email a phone number and we can call you. I'd love to talk to people who are crazy and nuts. Just get the call box number, give us a call, or email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the programme.
Yeah.
I think that'd be quite fun, don't you?
Yeah, he probably has a theory on the flat world as well.
Yeah, probably does. Don't forget Wales Mail, that you can either use the phone box or you can send me an email at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Shall we do Whaley's Mail? Have we got any phone box things, actually? Let's do a phone box.
Yeah, let's do the phone box first, and then we'll do Whaley's Mail straight after.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? You do the phone box and pull your f***ing finger out.
Blue, go, Minky, go, Pilot, go, Sperm, go, Killer, go, Grey, Chairs, well, yes! There is a man who bends and don't and radio, he has a show. Tell you what he thinks of you, he's not afraid to press his point of view. Cut you off and make you smile, he's not afraid to go that extra mile, but will be tired, you waste your time. Open up another la 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 la.
Whoa!
It's the James Whale Show. It's the James Whale Show. It's the James Whale Show. It's the James Whale, James Whale.
Dear, oh dear, some people are very strange, aren't they?
Just a little, just a tad.
Okay, Wales Mail today. Here's an email that came flooding in to the James Whale Radio podcast thingy office. It says, James, it's your fave quiz whore from Bromley here. That must be Julie. Oh, it is. Hello, Julie. Delighted not only to have discovered you on talk radio, but also on your podcast, which is lovely and sweaty. What does that mean, sweaty? Does it say sweaty?
That's what I'm reading.
Yeah. Perhaps, Julie, you could explain that. At the start of the last podcast, you mentioned that you had a call from somebody about your computer. I get these calls a lot. Their premise is to make you think that they're calling from your internet provider. Have you log on to give them access, whereupon they can steal your info? Yeah. I get so many of these that I started to record my conversations with them. If you ever need a female assistant, please do not hesitate to let me know, Julie. Julie, last time we talked, you were in hospital. Let me know how you're going and how things are. And if you've got any of your conversations with these people recorded, maybe we could put one out on the show. Be quite funny, wouldn't it?
She did include a 5-minute long clip, but I couldn't find any way of crunching it down.
Couldn't you? Why not?
Well, we could have 5 minutes of... I didn't like the way she used the word whore.
Oh, why?
So I'll have to edit that out.
Well, whore is fine. She refers to herself on her Twitter site as a quiz whore.
Are you allowed to say
whore?
Do you
not know what a quiz whore is?
Well, it's someone who likes... putting it about a bit, who likes quizzes.
No, that's being very rude. No, putting it about in quizzes, yes. But not putting it about, but putting quizzes about.
I'm confused.
Yeah, well, I know you're confused. That's why I'm the talent and you're the producer. Okay, so, Julie, I'm suggesting that he edits this down and puts it into the programme because it might be quite interesting and it might actually be of some help to other people who have these moronic idiots from third world countries ringing us here in the United Kingdom and trying to con us. They're all a bunch of f***wits. Another little edit for you.
Thank you very much. And thank
yeah,
you, Julie.
That's okay. That's okay. Do you think now is a good time for a bit of music? Is that what you want?
Yes. Can we have some music? Because that's at least 4 minutes of no swearing.
You think? I might break into the middle of the song and let rip, I don't know. Okay, music. Tony's been on. He says, hi, James and Rob, would it be possible to feature the new single from Echo Tape? I should think we could. Listen, at this point, if anybody would like to have a bit of music played on the show, all they've got to do is... Well, Rob will tell you. He knows the technical things.
Yes, you can email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, include the MP3 permission to play, and we'll play it.
MP3 permission to play. Very important. Because otherwise we have to pay fucking shitloads of fucking money. There is a reason for the swearing on the programme today, and I will tell you about it later. Echo Tape return with their brand new EP, This Could Be Anything, featuring the brand new single. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm always ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget it.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
What? You thought I was going to say, fuck it.
Can we just play the song, please?
Forget it. That was Forget It from Echo Tape. Echo Tape. Echo, 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 echo tape.
That's not exactly how an echo would sound.
Is it? How would it sound?
Say Echo Tape.
Echo Tape. Tape.
And I'll put a special effect in there, you see, and that's how it'll sound.
Oh, dear, right. Okay, what are we going to do now? Do you know, we were talking about jury service, and I feel quite strongly about this. I can't remember, what was it? Oh, no, there was a story in the papers last week, I think it was, about this woman who had to be on a jury, and the trial lasted so long that when she actually got back to normal life, it took her forever to recover. And she said, you know, it's quite stressful on people being on a jury. Now, I think the conversation has to be had as to whether or not jury service is a good idea. Now, everybody I spoke to thinks it's a great idea, and if we didn't have juries, then the judiciary could could do all sorts of terrible things to us, or governments, or but that's all conspiracy theory, isn't it? I've never sat on a jury. I've been asked, but I've managed to wheedle out of it by saying I believe we should have corporal and capital punishment, and I just flog whoever it is, you know, and I write it in green crayon, and they always write back and say you're not going to be needed.
I got out of jury service by stealing a traffic cone.
What?
If you steal a traffic cone and get a caution, you no longer have to do jury service.
Really?
Yeah, anyone who's got a caution can't do jury service.
Well, it's. I've witnessed some trials, and quite often some of the juries seem very thick to me. But then they're ordinary people, and there are lots of stupid people around, as we often say on this programme.
Most people would look at the people in the dock and say, I don't like the look of him, he's guilty.
Yeah, and that's what worries me. And that's why you see everybody dresses up in a suit and pretends to be something they're not. But the judges are people who are schooled, hopefully. I mean, judges get quite a hard time, but you know, you have to be reasonably clever to become a judge, don't you?
Can we do it like X Factor, where we all vote in?
I don't know. I just think, you know, after all these learned people, the barristers, the solicitors and the judges have had their say, it's over to a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing.
Trial by the Daily Mail.
What, you want trial by the Daily Mail rather than jury service? Is there a difference?
It's okay if you're innocent.
Yeah, that surely the judge will direct the jury the way he thinks they should go after hearing the evidence, but sometimes the juries don't take any notice of that, and they, because we're all prejudiced, let's remember that, you look at somebody and you automatically make up your mind about what that person is like.
Yeah, usually within the first few minutes.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just wonder if the jury system is the best. We did ask this question. I asked it on Facebook a little earlier, and some of you thought... rather interesting things. Karen Dillon said, yes, there are enough legally trained people that could do it, i.e. law students, without dragging in members of the public. Andy Quick, let Facebook users decide their fate. I quite like that one. I think that'd be quite funny. David Dude Haslett, or Dowd Haslett, David Dowd Haslett. I'd be useless on jury service. Too many toilet breaks. I heard that if you need one, then the proceedings stop and all the jury have to leave the room when you go. No, that's no good for me, says David. Stuart, can you not control yourself a bit better than that? Stuart Bailey said there was a story in the press last week of a jury that had been in a courtroom for 20 months. Yeah, that's true. They're not all that long by any means, but sometimes if it is an involved case and they don't want to change the jury, that's what happens. Diane Hammond says a friend years ago went on jury service for an arms deal and robbery. Apparently, for their own safety, the jurors had to have police protection to and from home. Not a good feeling. Kate CP, I was terrified at the stupidity of some of the jurors I met when I did it. That in itself should be a deterrent to breaking the law. That's a really good point, actually, Kate. Your future in the hands of complete idiots. Because, you know, every time I say that, well, there's some pretty stupid people around. And if you're interviewing a member of parliament and you, I did this the other day again, and he said, I was suggesting that the public was stupid. I said, well, not all the public, obviously. I'm, you know, but some. Are you? I said, don't you know any, thinking this Pillock was a stupid himself, don't you know any stupid people, I said. He said, what? I said, you must know some stupid people, surely. And he couldn't answer him. Because let's face it, all of us, every one of you, know somebody you think is stupid. So imagine how many there are. Jeffrey... Ephraimus, why do they use silly names?
That's probably his real name. You can't say that.
Sophroniou.
Sophroniou.
I think if you said that quickly, you'd... Anyway. A draconian and worthless system. If only the general public knew what went on behind the scenes. Yeah. For instance, heard once in a jury room. Look, can we all come to a decision? Because I've got a dinner party tonight. Can we all make the... Look, how many of you... You all think he's guilty? I don't think he was guilty, but I'll go with it because I just need to get out of here, OK? Worrying, isn't it? Lorna Reeson says definitely, or it needs to be optional. And Nicola Radley Laker said, I thoroughly enjoyed doing it and would be only too happy to be called again. Nicola, I think you are in the minority reading quite a lot of replies today. James R. Brindle says, sadly, it takes no real account of loss of earnings for 2 weeks. I deferred the first time, I'm dreading it coming again. Yeah, that is a point. And if you work for yourself, you will get your expenses, and that's about it. Ron Thomas, antiquated system that give the guilty hope. That's a good one. Raj says, having a criminal record has avoided me from jury service. He must be one of your mates. Daniel Sensor says, juries are a great way of testing how good a liar you are. There we are. So, some of your thoughts on jury service. I don't know if I'd want to be tried by 12 good men and true.
They're not all 12 good men, though, are they? They're usually women as well.
Are there women on juries now? Is that allowed?
It is allowed in the modern day, yes.
Are you sure? Mm. I didn't know that. Have we changed that much? Oh, my gosh. So, do they say now 12 good men and women true?
12 good persons, good and true.
Is that what they say?
No.
Oh. Okay. I think this is probably a very good time for you to do tech talk.
It's never a good time for me to do tech talk.
No, but my back was hurting a bit, so I thought I'd just move over here and let you get on with it. Oh, that's better.
Shall I have a look at my piece of paper to see what I'm going to talk about this week?
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to get my drum down and start drumming. I wonder if I can get it from here. Hang on. Oh. Yeah. I can reach it from where I'm sitting.
Said the act.
No, right. This is dead air, and if you have dead air, I'm going to say fucking shit and bollocks.
I am dead air. Right. Are you ready?
I am. I'm listening. I'm over here in the corner, but I'm listening.
Yeah. Do you know who Terry Pratchett is?
Yeah, of course I do. I interviewed him once.
He had loads of unfinished novels.
When I interviewed Terry Pratchett, he turned up all in black with a big black hat. He looked quite interesting.
So he had loads of unfinished work that a steamroller has just driven over his hard drive.
Why?
Because that was in his will, apparently.
Will?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the hard drive is now on display in the museum. So you'll never know.
And what presumably that work will never, ever be finished by someone else.
No, it can't be now. It's been driven over by a steamroller.
Oh. Is that what you have to do to get rid of everything on your computer?
Well, you know, you could drive over a hard drive with a steamroller, but there is still a chance that the platters of the hard drive would actually survive. And you could take them out and put them in a slave drive and then read the data back off.
So one day somebody might break into the museum and steal the hard drive and see if they can't get something off it.
Now, if it's shattered into pieces, then you stand very little chance of getting anything. Fragments of data, maybe.
You could glue it all together.
Yeah, a bit of super glue, you'd be fine. Yeah.
I knew it. I always know the answer.
You could get an infinite amount of monkeys, I suppose, and a typewriter and go for that theory. One day they'll write the unfinished works of Terry Pratchett. They might even finish the works of Terry Pratchett, yeah.
You're just taking the piss out of me now.
I wouldn't take the piss out of you.
Yeah, I think you are. Get on with it.
Samsung smart TVs.
Right.
Some of them not so smart. They sent out a firmware update which completely bricked them and made them completely useless.
Isn't that one of the ones I bought?
You do have a Samsung Smart TV, but I don't think it's in the category. It's one of the new 4K, big, super big telly, that sort of bracket. If you've got one of those, I'd be very wary about updating it. Unless it's a 4K.
I've only got a little one.
Well,
according to my wife.
I refuse to comment on things like that. Because it's not my place. That's for you and Mrs. W to discuss amongst yourselves.
Moving swiftly on.
Films.
Was that the extent of your tech talk about a Samsung TV that's no use anymore and Terry Pratchett who had his stuff destroyed because in his will he asked for it? Is that it?
Well,
is there nothing more interesting happening in the technical world today?
The post office have got a new post van that runs on electric.
Yeah, I've seen it. It looks ridiculous.
I thought it looked quite nice.
Also, by the way, I'm getting a bit pissed off with the post office and the speed that some of their drivers go.
That's all right, especially if you've got mail coming your way.
No, it's not all right. I mean, they drive like lunatics, some of them.
Yeah, but I want my parcels quick.
Yeah, but I don't want people run over in the meantime. And anyway, if you're going to send parcels, it's better to send parcels on a different carrier, isn't it? Hang on, just a minute, hold on.
So
I think we'll edit that.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got a phone that sounds like Mr. Ben.
I know. Well, I used to have that ring, you know, the old-fashioned phone ring.
Yeah.
And everybody else has got that now.
Yeah, my wife's ringtone when she rings me is that. When people I don't want to speak to ring, it sounds like a big foghorn.
Hmm. Well, I can't be arsed with all that, so I just have that one. And I found that, and it sounds so sort of twee, doesn't it?
Yeah. And unfortunately, when you ring me, I have no clue because you withhold your number. So, you know, I have no idea. Which is annoying because I have to answer every withheld number now.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Mine says withheld number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get that off. I must go. And I've been messing around with Mrs. W's phone because I took my SIM card out and put it there. And now the phone's locked for some reason. I can't get hers to work.
The old puck code.
I beg your pardon?
I said puck code.
I thought you said the old f*** code.
No, I did. I said, oh, no, forget it. Films.
Anyway, films. Go on, with the films. Yes, films. Get on. Go on, right. Go on. Give us the films.
Captain Underpants. I finally went to see it. I wish I hadn't.
I could have told you that. Any film called Captain Underpants is just not worth seeing.
Yeah, don't bother. Don't even rent it. You know, when it comes out on... if you get it for Christmas, just give it back and say, have you got the receipt?
What is it... tell me, what is it about?
It's about... It's a cartoon, for a start.
Well, I wouldn't go to see a cartoon anyway.
Have you ever seen Phoebus and Ferb?
No.
It's a bit like that.
Uh-huh.
They hypnotise their headmaster to become Captain Underpants because their headmaster's horrible. And he thinks he's a superhero, obviously. So the comedy ensues. Mm. I fell asleep 3 times.
Really?
That's rare for me to watch a film and fall asleep. That doesn't happen.
So Captain Underpants is pants.
It's pants. I did download a film from Amazon the other day, as a plug for Amazon, called Security, with Antonio Banderas in it.
I quite like him.
It's very good. It's like Die Hard. It's like a really good version of Die Hard.
Is it? All right, I might watch that.
Yeah,
What's it called?
Security.
Security.
It didn't seem to make the cinema. It should have done.
Yeah, okay.
So there we go.
Yeah, I'll have a look at that. Okay, right. That's movies.
Yeah, I can't... What, do you want, I could do music.
What? You could do, you've got music to plug as well?
No, I could just talk about music.
Oh, go on then. Okay.
I listened to some this morning.
Are you taking the piss again?
Yeah, might be.
Well, f*** off. That's all I can say. Right, let's go on and talk about swearing, shall we? We've been talking about it all through the programme. We might as well get into it, mightn't we?
You've been talking about it all the way through the programme. I've not.
Really?
I've tried to avoid it.
Have you?
Yes, right. I have, yes.
Well, apparently, I don't know, but I'm prepared to believe it. Apparently, swearing is good for pain relief. They have found that a particular word better for relieving pain, that some words are better for relieving pain than others, or is it just some more bullshit? My friends on Facebook never let me down with these things. Diane Hammond said, it's said that those that swear more are seen to be more intelligent than those that don't. And Diane, that is so true. So true. True. Louise Foran, the F word is definitely my favourite. When I do something like stub my toe, don't think it relieves pain, but ouch definitely doesn't make it feel better. Lots of love. Thank you, Louise. Joanna Quaid says, for some reason, I always use f-nut. f-nut. My mother was a great one when she was alive for saying f-nut. My mother was a very proper lady and well, most of the time she was going to swear, she would say the word achavi. But then something really annoyed her. She'd go, oh, f-nut. Or she'd go, oh, f-nut, shit. And it made her feel better. Steve Evans said, I say morphine, please, nurse. Well, try saying, f*** off your c***. Because that one can really, really relieve pain, trust me. Steve Jones says the F word is for shock. The C word is for serious acute pain. So, yeah, that's a very good point. Stuart Hall, I'm calling bullshit because I've been swearing all f***ing morning, yet my bollocks are still... Oh, no, I'll do that again. Stuart Hall... He says, I'm calling it bullshit because I've been swearing all f***ing morning and my back's still killing me. Chris Maddox said, I don't swear and I never swear alone in public or anywhere. Ouch is a good word or sugar, only words I use. Alison Browning says, just put in the f*** it bucket and bollocks to that. Yeah. Put it in the f*** it bucket and bollocks to that. Yeah, sounds good. Andrew Deakin, the day digital boffins invent a swear box for your car that interfaces with your bank account is the day I stop driving. Not because I'm opposed to technology, but because I won't be able to afford petrol anymore. Oh, that's good. So, what about the top 10 swearing words? What do you think?
Are you really going to do this?
I think we should, yeah.
Okay.
Top 10 swear words. Do we have the music?
I'll play the music, yes.
So those of you who are into this swearing lark and are going for it, these are the top 10. I will start. In at number 10, it's pussy. At number 9, shit. At 8, bell end. 7, at 6, it's cock. At 5, right up the top, it's knob. At 4, and into the top 3. At 3, 2 is and at number 1, this country's top swear word is mother.
Are you sure Ofcom has no bearing on internet radio?
I have no idea. It's entirely up to you to find out.
Okay. I don't think we'll be here next week.
No, I don't think so either. Because you can't really beep all those out, can you?
Well, I didn't have to do that one.
Anyway, I'll leave it to you. Look, if you don't think the program's good enough to put out, then put out one of the old ones. If you go, we've got 200 hours, you could even cobble some together, couldn't you?
No, I'll put this out. Oh, let's think of a location for this to go. So it's jamesworldradio.co.uk/... No, because I'll have to edit that out, won't I? So, jameswhaleradio.co.uk/...
Sorry, what are we talking about? Are we looking for a place now to hide it? So if people wanted to hear the unedited version of this program or the unbleeped version, they would have to go onto the website and they would have to look for it.
Yeah, you've just given me an idea. So it's jameswhaleradio.co.uk/bleep.
Or... jameswhaleradio.co.uk/
hole.
Yeah. Like it's buried in.
Okay. That means I have to create two locations.
Or.
Fine. All right. That's it. That's it. So it's jameswhaleradio.co.uk/.
Yeah. And that's where you will hear the unbeeped and unedited version of this podcast radio show. Not being played out, of course, on radio stations. Hear the unedited f***ing show, then you'll have to go to f***.
And if you are a radio station that's out there and modern and hip and new, you can always put that version out if you want to, but, you know.
I wouldn't.
Would recommend it. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't even let Mrs. W hear this. if she's passing by the room here, we'd get a bang on the door. So trust me, she's not listening. Because I know sometimes she listens at the door while we're recording this.
She actually has asked me to send all copies to her personal email.
Has she really? Well, don't bother.
I'll send
at least not this one.
Yeah,
send something else.
Okay, I'll send her an episode of The Archers then. Mm. She won't tell the difference.
Haven't we got now to questions for the Great Whale? I think we're probably around about there now, aren't we?
Yeah. We have got questions for the Great Whale, yeah.
I've got the pub calling.
You've always got the pub calling.
I know. Well, when we do this, we do this at a time when I could just pop down to the pub because I have, this is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday, so I have got my talk radio show to do a little later as well, haven't I?
Yeah, but why anyone would go to the pub at 10 o'clock in the morning? I've no idea.
No. Well, then you don't live where I do. listen, hang on just a moment. Have we promoted the shop? Have we done all the things and people gone on? We've got some of my old TV shows up there. And there is going to be a new TV show coming in the not too distant future. So people keep asking when. It takes a little while to organise these, but it is in the process. And if we don't do it soon enough, we'll just do more of these little videos that we put up from time to time, shall we?
If you don't do one soon enough, I'm just literally just going to come down there with a camcorder and just stand in front of you.
Yeah. I need makeup.
I'll turn the lighting down. It's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Right. Questions for the whale. Here we go.
Andy Quick.
Can you read these? Are you sure you'll be able to do this?
Well, this is quite a long one, but I'll give it a go if I mess up. See, I use the word mess up there, you see, so I didn't have to swear.
Yeah, because if it was me, I'd say f***.
Yeah. Andy Quick, how do you get the debris from a sieve when washing up? Seems to go in one side, come out the other, and then goes on for eternity. No matter how hard you try, it's still there. Is it the sieve companies trying to make us buy new ones every time we use one?
Oh, God. You need higher pressure water in your tap. That will get rid of it.
Can I get a round of applause for reading that out without messing it up? Thank you.
Okay.
Roberto Ferdanzi.
Hello, Roberto. Stupid name, but there we are.
That's a one.
Oh, come on, for goodness sake.
I'm just worried about the listener. You insult them all, and then we won't have any. Okay.
Yeah, never mind about that. Just get on with the f***ing question.
Seriously. I'm going to be here for weeks editing. What's something your brain tries to make you do, and you have to will yourself not to?
Eat chocolate.
Rob James, if the police arrest a mime artist, do they tell him he has the right to remain silent?
Yeah, well, they're not going to bloody mime it, are they? I mean, what a ridiculous question. I like to have sensible, pithy, current affairs questions. You're not stupid. I know these are rude words. I've run out of swearing capability now, actually.
Gary Turner.
Do you know arsehole wasn't in the top 10 swear words? I'm surprised.
Does that mean I can leave that one in?
No, I think if you call somebody an arse, that's quite rude, isn't it?
I don't know, I'm leaving arsehole in.
Okay, go on.
Gary Turner. Should whistling in public be banned?
Only if you can't whistle in tune. But I don't, this is an interesting question. I don't hear much whistling in public anymore. You used to hear jolly builders and road sweepers and coal men and all sorts of jolly people used to whistle on their way to work, and they used to have cheery whistling going on everywhere. It's not something you hear anymore, is it?
I would have to say, and I'd like you to debate this with me now, is it possible to actually whistle out of tune? I don't think you can. I think you always whistle in tune. Yeah, I think I'm right. I don't think you can whistle out of tune. Yeah, see? Pitch perfect every time. Was that a thank you? Yes, it was. There you go. See, we can start a new language. Oh, dear. I have no f***ing clue what that was.
Right, get on with it.
Andrew James Lone, what do you think of the lineup of this year's Strictly?
Do you know, I've not even taken much notice. Mrs. Holmes is in there, I know, but I'm a little bit bored with it, to be honest with you. I got a little bit bored with it when Brucey finished, and I don't think it was the same. It's like a lot of these formats. It kind of it's like the Bake Off. I mean, I suppose that has been saved by being on another channel. But I never watched that for a number of years. I can't watch the new one because I can't stand that f***ing Sandy Toksvig. Or as some of the papers are calling her, Sandy Toxic. Can somebody tell me why? Why she's even on television or radio? I mean, is she funny? Like Mel and Sue? Who are the people who actually find them amusing or entertaining? Or the other bloke, the Noel, whatever his name is.
Edmonds?
No, he wasn't funny either. No, I don't know, the guy that is doing it with her. The long guy who's supposed to be kind of hip and trendy but really isn't. Prue Leith, I quite like Prue Leith. I think she's quite good. And I like Paul Hollywood. Why did they need the short woman and the tall bloke? For what reason do they need them? They're perfectly able to present the programme. Paul Hollywood does a number of interesting travel series on the Travel Channel, which I've watched. Why that little woman? Who's obsessed with her? I just find it ridiculous. I don't. It's almost as if, you know, oh, we got to find her a job. Why? You get some of these people. So Mel and Sue, the BBC are obsessed with Mel and Sue. Individually or together, they stick them on everything.
Diversity.
Diversity. It's just banal. Get on with it. I'm in a bad mood now.
Oh, all right. Let's do one more then. Alison Browning. Why do we have to be subjected to background music all the time? Banks, GPs, surgery, cafes, shops, when you're holding on the line on the phone, etc., etc., etc.
Oh, Alison, I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. And the other thing, why do we have to be subjected to these automated f***ing phone lines? Listen, I want to talk to somebody about a problem. I don't want to hear some inane person, funnily enough, usually a very sweet-sounding girl for some reason, saying, da-da-da-da-da, options 1, 2, or 3, or if you'd like to speak to an operator, I'll stay on the line. And then it goes another, if you da-da-da-da-da, and if you'd like to stay on, I want to speak to somebody now. I don't want to hear this shit, and don't put me on hold, and don't play that f***ing shitty music either. Totally agree with you, you know. That is almost as annoying as seeing Mel and Sue or Sandy Toxic.
Unfortunately, underneath all that has been playing our outro music.
Well, turn the stuff off. Right, listen, I think I've got all swearing out of my system now. Don't forget, get in touch. The call box number is...
0117-230-1771.
Thank you. I was just, you know, seeing if you were listening and awake. Or you can email me, jameswellradio@gmail.com, if you would like a mention on the programme, or if you want to bring up subject, or if you want to send us your phone number, and we'll ring you and who knows, we'll get you on the show. That's it. See you later. Oh, by the way, did I tell you about my show on Talk Radio?
You did, and don't forget to slash fan.
I beg your pardon?
Don't forget to slash fan.
Oh, yes, fan. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to listen to the whole of the show. Bye.
Goodbye.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.